A dusty business plan tucked in a drawer won't transform your company. Yet, that's where most strategic documents end up, filed away after satisfying an investor or loan officer. What if planning could be different? What if it could reveal opportunities you've been sitting on for years without realizing? Among the UK's 5 million plus companies with fewer than 10 employees, those that thrive share a common trait. They've discovered how to turn planning from a bureaucratic exercise into genuine discovery. The difference isn't capital or revolutionary products, it's smart, strategic thinking applied consistently. One entrepreneur implemented these techniques and found three hidden revenue streams overnight, transforming a surviving business into a thriving one. Your greatest business advantage isn't found in spreadsheets. It's your unique life trajectory. Those accumulated experiences, skills, and perspectives form your strategic foundation. Start with uncomfortable questions. What truly drives you? What are your deepest hopes? Without these answers, you can't build something genuinely satisfying. Visual mapping works brilliantly for career changes, growth strategies, or product development. Use large paper sheets on walls rather than screens. This physical format engages different brain regions, revealing patterns digital work obscures. Divide your map into internal, you and your team, and external, market factors. The internal section explores your background, client history, actual work, passions, talents, and recent developments. One business owner discovered her multi-country childhood had given her cross-cultural insights that became the foundation for international consulting. The external section examines market analysis, trends, competition, positioning, and industry developments. Seeing these elements visually connected reveals relationships traditional formats miss, creating a foundation for meaningful strategy rather than aspirational marketing language. When did you last analyze what your business actually sells? A picture framing business isn't just selling frames and glass. It's selling ways to enhance memories, protect precious things, and add interior style. Understanding this deeper value unlocks new opportunities that cost nothing but significantly impact growth. The SPIC framework reveals untapped potential. Services, time or outcomes, products, physical items or events, intel or data, behavioral information, clients or customers, access to your base, and knowledge, packaged expertise. A garden design company selling services might discover additional revenue through accessories, customer data for suppliers, client access for complementary businesses, or gardening courses. Each category represents potential streams from existing capabilities. Process mapping offers another discovery avenue. Chart every customer touchpoint from initial contact to completion, identifying opportunities at each step. A hair salon mapping their journey discovered they could monetize their waiting area with retail space for products, generating significant revenue without increasing staff costs. Hidden expertise often represents your most overlooked asset. One manufacturer realized they developed exceptional regulatory compliance expertise through years of product development. By packaging this knowledge as consulting, they created an entirely new revenue stream with minimal costs. Your intellectual property, copyright, trademarks, design rights, patents, can be protected and monetized. Like a baker using basic ingredients to create various products with different price points, your business can leverage core assets to develop diverse offerings responding to market opportunities. Many small businesses undervalue their offerings by ignoring the multiple dimensions of value they provide. Consider diamonds versus toilet paper, luxury watches versus disposable timepieces. Each demonstrates how craftsmanship, exclusivity, and brand positioning influence perceived value. Premium positioning actually benefits you by filtering out time-wasting clients, providing negotiation room, and attracting quality-focused customers. One consultant charges 30% more than competitors through exceptional service. A web designer doubled rates by adding strategy sessions and post-launch support, becoming a strategic partner rather than just a technical provider. For service businesses, calculate your true day rate, accounting for overheads, salary, and profit margin. Many freelancers undercharge by ignoring non-billable time, holidays, professional development, and administration. A simple formula helps. Day rate times 4 weekly times 3 monthly times 10 annually. A consultant charging $500 daily earns $60,000 annually, not the theoretical $130,000. For product businesses, materials plus overheads plus time equals cost price. Cost price plus profit percentage equals wholesale price. Cost price times 200% equals retail price. Develop multiple revenue streams to build resilience against market fluctuations. Even small additional streams significantly impact profitability. An extra $3,000 on $60,000 turnover with 15% profit increases profitability from $9,000 to $12,000, a 33% improvement. Your business ecosystem extends beyond employees to suppliers, collaborators, and networks, all influencing growth. Visualize these as three concentric circles. The inner circle contains critical people, your team, yourself, and supportive family. Since you're pivotal to growth, regularly check you're happy and motivated. Combat imposter syndrome by keeping a wins journal, documenting achievements and positive feedback. Ensure people occupy the right roles as they develop. Embrace diversity, different ages, backgrounds, and thinking styles, as research shows diverse teams achieve up to 35% better financial performance. The middle circle includes operational partners, suppliers, accountants, lawyers, and beneficiaries, customers, clients. Build strong relationships with both. Consider creating an advisory board of 3 to 5 advisors with complementary expertise. Recognize draining clients. Warning signs include constant price negotiations, missed payments, scope creep, and disrespect. Aim for balanced partnerships. The outer circle comprises networks and markets, your hunting ground for opportunities. Focus marketing through the foremost 5 framework: past existing clients for referrals, future clients from research, competitors for collaboration, new buyers in adjacent markets, and new audiences through innovative channels. Systematically exploring each area reveals hidden growth opportunities. Like British Cycling's 1% improvement policy that drove Olympic success, small improvements across multiple areas transform business performance. Dave Brailsford's marginal gains, tiny adjustments in bike aerodynamics, nutrition, sleep quality, and hygiene collectively produced extraordinary results. Apply this to your business. Examine every operation for 1 to 10% improvements in invoicing speed, client payment terms, space usage, communication, and customer service. These incremental tweaks compound into significant efficiency and profitability gains. Don't feel pressured to constantly grow. If your company supports the life you want while doing what you enjoy, that's success. Many of the UK's 5 million companies with under 20 employees are profitable lifestyle businesses: artisanal bakeries, boutique consulting firms, specialized software developers maintaining intentionally small operations with substantial profits. Create multiple profit centers with individual targets and revenue streams. A garden center might separate into outdoor plants, seeds, compost, hardware, design services, and landscaping. A photography business could divide into weddings, corporate events, portraits, and editing services. This identifies underperforming areas, maximizes profitability, and creates income streams buffering against market fluctuations. Business growth isn't about rigid formulas. It's about understanding your unique strengths, recognizing untapped opportunities, and implementing practical strategies. Start with what you have. Map your advantages, discover hidden value, price appropriately, build your ecosystem thoughtfully, and improve incrementally. Your business holds more potential than you realize.